grab your cameras, get your autograph books, because on this mini episode, we're talking about fanning out on celebrities. I'm Gander.
I'm Soaps.
And this 10-minute mini episode today is brought to you by Mr. A-Game. Mm. So, topic close to your heart.
That's it. This is one of those things that it's, what is fanboying or fangirling?
Yep.
To when does it become absolute stalkerish?
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
You are following these people, you're obsessed with these people, you
yes.
can't get these people out of your head.
Whoa.
But they are only celebrities.
It's almost love.
So it is. It's a form of love. It's obsession.
It is obsession.
A desire.
First of all, have you ever gone, oh my god, a crush on a celebrity? Or geeked out and went, oh my god, and you've frozen?
I believe I've gone full crazy and fanboyed out and
Like,
I think the most I've ever been is when I met Stan Lee, I reckon.
Oh, yeah. That would have been insane. And he was sitting down.
Like, he was sitting down.
Touch him. You can't put your arm around him.
Do you know what? He is the nicest guy you'll come across. Like, straight up. Like, I went in there and I'm like, I'm so nervous to meet this guy.
This is freaking Stan Lee.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Do you know what he does? He's the coolest. Like, he's the youngest guy, right, at heart that I've ever met.
Yeah.
You go in, he's like, come in, how you going, and stuff like that.
That's good impersonation of Stan Lee, by the way.
Like, and he's like, he fist bumped me. He's just like, yeah.
Like that.
Yeah, just a little bro fist. Like that.
Did he do the explosion?
Nah, Mr.
Stan. Explode.
But yeah, he's like, yeah, fist bump, and that was it. And I'm sort of like, oh my god, I fist bumped Stan Lee. And from that moment, like, I think my heart was just like,
yeah.
And I'm like, wow, I'm freaking out a little bit here. And I think I had the same thing. In the same day, I actually got to meet none other than Patrick Stewart as well.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it was a geeky day.
Very geeky day.
Did you turn it weird for them? Or not? You did what you had to do and then walked off?
No,
you got your photos, you said hello.
Yeah, I think that's all I ever did. Like, I never, like, freak out to that point. Like, I feel it in myself and I'm like, wow, like, this is a lot for me, but I'm sort of like, I keep it together and that's it.
You've got the photo to prove it. You've met him.
Yes.
Sorted.
But I actually had this conversation with a friend of mine recently, which I really hope they're watching the episode. And they're actually freaking out about a celebrity at the moment.
Who?
They're actually, you've seen Kingsman.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
The one, Taron Egerton, who's actually coming out.
Who is that? The up and coming? The main lead?
The lead?
Okay.
Yeah.
Small dog. Yep.
Yeah, and literally along the lines of, he's now starring in Eddie the Eagle, which comes out in a couple of months.
Oh, that is him.
Yes, that's him.
I will not see Eddie the Eagle.
So, you're going to see it?
Nah, doesn't interest me. Sorry, continue on.
But in that respect, like, all we discussed, and she's like, oh, wow, really, 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 this guy's amazing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, at what point are you obsessing here? Is it his acting persona and stuff like that?
Nah.
It's more his traits as a human being, right?
Yes.
So this is more than just looks. This is sort of like, wow, he's into books. He's into this. He has these sort of morals. And it's just like, wow, he's the perfect guy.
How much is that is him, though? And how much is that...
Oh my God. This is exactly what I said.
That's not him. That's the persona of him.
Yeah. So I'm like, no, what you're fangirling about is not him directly as a person.
Yes.
It's him as what he stands for on camera. So,
which is two different things, folks. Two different things.
And granted, we can't prove that. He could be that genuine in real
life. He is not that gentleman. I bet you he watches bad videos just like you and me.
So, it could be true.
It could be true.
But everything that he stands for, everything he comes up on camera, he seems like a very down-to-earth person. I'm only using him as an example because this topic's at hand at the moment.
No, that's fine.
I believe, that's exactly what I'm talking about. It's what he stands for as a person,
not
him directly.
I've straight up stalked a celebrity.
Really?
Yes. Natalie Portman. I was in London.
Oh, Natalie Portman.
She walked past us, walking on one side of the street, and I was like, that's Queen Amidala. That's Queen Amidala right there.
Please say that one more time.
That's Queen Amidala.
I just love the way you're saying Amidala.
Amidala. I'm saying it wrong. That's how I say it.
I think it's said differently in the films, but I'm just sort of like,
Queen Amidala.
It's close enough.
Yeah. So she walked past us over there, and I was like, hello. No wave back.
You waved.
Yeah, wouldn't you? Hey. It's like, for some unknown reason, I thought she was going to turn around and go, Gander! But no, she didn't. She didn't know me. Clearly not a fan of the show. Yet.
The show wasn't around then.
Yet. She just kept walking, so I was like, nah, I'm just going to see if that was her. Maybe it wasn't her. I think it was her. Let's go have a look.
Go check it out.
I was walking after her. And like they even now and then stopped and turned around. And we'd stop and just pretend we were looking. Keep walking again. And yeah, and it wasn't until this big, big bodyguard turned around. This big black guy. And he just turned around and he just said, "Fuck off." Like that.
Big British accent.
Fuck off. Excuse the language. But then we fucked off.
Yeah, you left after that.
We left after
that.
You
didn't mess around.
No, I didn't mess around. And like, I've met other celebrities. I've same thing as you. I've heart beated and I've got nervous.
Mm-hmm.
But apart from that, I haven't, I guess, completely bumbled up what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I keep looking at something out of frame here. Just one second.
So. Yes. Wobble earthquake.
If I may.
Oh, okay, yes. Yeah.
Look how
Samwise. Samwise Gamgee, Lord of the Rings. Yes, thank you. So,
look how happy you look in the...
Yeah, because... Well,
there's plenty over there. Yeah. There's plenty to see. When you get behind us.
Daryl, Walking Dead.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
Felicia Day.
I've
James
a lot
Masters.
Of money to meet these people because it costs a lot.
Yes. Yep. So I guess that brings us back to the final question.
Yes.
What is fanboying or fangirling?
Yep.
And what is stalking?
Yeah. The Natalie Portman thing was stalking.
That's stalking.
But I've never fan mailed a celebrity.
No, I couldn't do that, I don't think. Yep. I wouldn't know what to write. And I'm like, no, it's just intrusive.
Yeah. I am Twittering them.
Yeah, that's different.
That's still intrusive. So it's intrusive.
But I think it's Twitter. I think you sort of expect that.
It's almost that I'm pushing them to get a response in Twitter.
Yeah.
And any kind of response is awesome.
Yeah.
So,
this is why Twitter is addictive. So,
I don't know why I'm just excited over Twitter.
This is what I'm talking about with fanboying, yeah. And this is something more. You get a reaction.
Yeah.
This is how he reacts.
Oh, we'll find you, Tom Welling.
What?
Yeah.
Why are you hunting Tom Welling?
Because he's a Superman symbol.
So.
Symbol of hope. It's hope.
It's a hope.
It's a hope. So, okay. Another quick thing I want to talk about then.
Mm.
Who is your celebrity crush? Was and now?
Do you know what? I reckon growing up,
yeah,
it was one of two.
Yep.
Right? And one of them was Natalie Portman.
No,
I'm not even kidding.
Yeah.
Right? One of them was Natalie Portman. And I reckon the other one was actually Keira Knightley.
Okay. Which they look similar.
They played the same character, yes, in Star Wars Episode 1.
Yeah.
They played the decoy,
yeah,
of each other.
Yeah.
And I only realised this about a few years back and I'm like, what? Yeah,
maybe,
like,
you don't have a thing for them. Maybe you just have a thing for Queen Amidala's.
Maybe that's it. So yeah. It's the look.
It's, yeah, that big helmet of hair that
they
wear.
I think it's that.
That's boom.
No? I don't think it's that.
No, okay.
Otherwise I'd have something for freaking Will Ferrell and Zoolander.
Yeah.
So, like...
I personally loved Katie Holmes.
Yeah,
Dawson's,
yeah, she was
Creek. Old. Oh, Dawson. The only thing I didn't like about her is a twitchy eye twitch. Brrr.
See, it's things like that. It's things like that. When you start noticing little traits like that,
yeah,
that's when you're a little different level of, I think it's just a minorly above being a fan. When you,
yeah,
when you're noticing traits about them.
But what annoys me, because if me and Katie got together, which,
right,
would be wrong, because I'm married.
Yeah.
Mm, but if we got together, the little traits that you see on TV, it's kind of like when you get a girlfriend for the first time, those little traits, you're like, oh, that's so cute. That's so awesome. And then about a month later, you just want to rip their fucking head off because it's so irritating. You've got something in your teeth, you want to say to them.
That's not a trait, that's something in your teeth.
Yeah, well, get it out. Just pick it out or something. But do you get what I mean? Do you get where I'm saying? What I'm coming from? No.
I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah.
I just don't agree with what you're saying.
No, that you just find them cute the whole way through.
I either find them horrible
or that
with
the nose twitch.
No, I just don't pick up on them.
And they laugh with a snort.
I've never been with someone that laughs with a snort.
You know why? Because they snorted. You turned around and went, see you later.
Maybe I'm just not that funny, so I've never got to that point of a snort.
You're hilarious. So,
I try.
Yeah. So. Awesome. So, guys, have you ever been a fan?
Hmm.
Have you ever taken it to another level?
Yeah, like, who have you stalked? We want to know. So that's
this guy here. Have you ever stalked him? Huh? Fan mailing for the soaps? No? We'll see. Hope you enjoyed this 10-minute mini-cast, guys. Hit us up. Just shoot us an email. We'll throw that up on screen now so you can actually see where to go. Send us in some letters.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. We had one fan letter.
Yes.
Back when we were only doing the audio podcast.
Yeah.
And I did actually mention that I would have to eat the next one that yes. came in.
So send it. That'll so be now another we YouTube have... video. We've got footage of you. We can get footage of you eating it.
So yeah, that's a thing now.
Yeah. So. Hit that up. Also, guys, give us a thumbs up somewhere on one of these corners. Just a little like. And that would help us.
Yeah, I'm happy with that. So
awesome.
That brings us to the end of another episode of May Contain, or the 10-minute episode of May Contain.
Yep.
So I'm Soaps.
I'm Gander.
And keep your stalking going.
Bye, thanks, guys.